Representatives from Shell Oil visited Unalaska this week to talk about their prospective involvement with offshore oil and gas drilling in the North Aleutian Basin. From member station KUCB, Ann Hillman reports.
Shell Oil General Manager Pete Slaby says they do not have any leases in the area. The leases have not been sold yet, but Slaby says Shell wants to keep communities aware of possibilities so they don't make the same mistakes as on the North Slope.
We got into the North Slope borough and we, in 2006, and we came in, people said like gangbusters, and all of a sudden two drilling rigs, the Gilovar coming in to shoot a 3D seismic, baseline science work going on, geotechnical work, and people said, whoa, we didn't expect that. We want to understand a little more about what's going on.
He says it's too early to say how many wells they might drill or how many jobs might come to the region, though he projects it could be between 500 and 600. If the Outer Continental Shelf lease sales go through for the state of Alaska, the industry could provide an additional 35,000 jobs statewide. If the North Aleutian Basin lease sales open in 2011, Slaby says he's still not sure if Shell will bid.
We still haven't bid on anything and don't know that we, will, quite frankly, until we're working on looking at old seismic lines and seeing where we might have interest if the lease sale goes through.
Shell drilled 10 wells west of the currently proposed site in the 1980s and didn't strike any resources. They're examining seismic data for the currently proposed lease sale area to see if they see good commercial potential. The data was gathered in the 1980s and shows an image of the seafloor, the density of the rocks, and the potential location of liquids and gases underneath the ocean. Current data analysis indicates more potential for natural gas than for oil, and Slaby says they have about 20% chance of finding anything. He says they're also looking at baseline environmental data.
After we've looked at the seismic, we would look at, well, what would the cost be? And we'd also look at what would the impacts be. I mean, we really want to make sure that if we're developing and working in an area, it's an area that we can develop in a responsible way. It's hugely important for Shell. I think it's hugely important basically for everybody doing business in 2009.
He says Shell and the Minerals Management Service are trying to understand the impacts of OCS development on all levels of the ecosystem, including fish and crab populations that live in the area of the potential sale. When looking at the commercial potential of the area, Slaby says the lack of infrastructure might be an issue, but the potential workforce is encouraging.
The one thing this area does have in abundance is a really qualified workforce and people who are, I think with the pedigrees of the fishing industry, people who are reliant and conscientious and would, we think, fit pretty well with our plans. Because a lot of these jobs are rotational and give people opportunity time to pursue other kinds of activities.
In the past few years, Shell has used Unalaska as a staging ground for the work in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas. Slaby says they will only do shallow water work in the north this summer for a few weeks and will not be using many of Unalaska's services. However, their operations in 2010 will be larger. The formal scoping period for the MMS to gather input on the North Aleutian Basin lease sales ended last fall, but they will still accept public comments on the issue. The next formal comment period should be in the winter of 2010 when the service releases the draft environmental impact statement. In Unalaska, I'm Ann Hillman.